Good morning, how's everyone? Good to see you all. Well, today we want to talk about finding, I just realized something. I don't know where my glasses are. What happens if I don't have my glasses? Anyone know? Vince?
You can't see.
I can't see, but I can see you. Actually, I can't read anything because I can see you pretty well. I mean, Vince is very handsome, isn't he? Very handsome, I can see that. But if you gave me something to read, where is my glass? Have you seen my glasses? What do I do with my glasses? Well, I'll find them eventually. But you know, Jesus tells us two parables today about a man who goes out seeking after a lost sheep. It's like I lost my glasses, but I'll find them eventually because I'm going to keep looking. Just like this man kept looking, and he kept looking, and he kept looking, and eventually he found his little lamb. And what did he do? He picks the little lamb up and he puts it on his shoulders and he carries it back and he rejoices with all of his friends. Remember CWS? What's our word this year that we're going to be talking about over and over again? Joy. He rejoiced. There was great joy because he found this lost sheep. Did I put my glasses over here? Maybe my glasses are... No, they're not here either. You don't have my glasses, do you? Okay, you don't. So, there's a second parable. There's a woman who lost a silver coin. The silver coin in those days was a lot of money. And she had 10 coins, but she lost one. Therefore, how many were left? Nine. Someone's a mathematician. That's pretty good. Nine. So what does she do? She's not happy that she has nine coins. So she starts looking and looking and seeking and looking. Just like I'm looking for my glasses. They're here someplace. I'll find them. She was looking for this coin. Eventually, she found the coin. And what does she do? She goes and tells her neighbors. And there was great what?
Joy.
Great joy because she found her lost coin. Jesus does the very same thing. Every time a sinner repents of his or her sin, there is great joy in heaven because Jesus has found us, that's for sure. But because in this life we sin, there are many times when we walk away from Jesus, but Jesus doesn't stop looking for us. The Holy Spirit is always convicting our heart, always telling us, come back, come back, come back. And eventually, the Holy Spirit has His way with a man or with a woman. And they confess their sins. And Jesus does what? What is there going on in heaven? Great joy. There is great joy when a sinner repents of his or her sins. I bet Caden's got my glasses, don't you? No, you don't have my glasses, do you? Well, I'll find them eventually. So, Jesus seeks and he finds and Jesus saves. And that's why it's so important that this text is so important for us, because it shows us that Jesus has found us, and once he has found us, he will keep us in the fold. He will keep us in the church, in the one true faith. And there is great joy. There is great joy each time that you repent of whatever sin you commit, because Jesus has died for that sin. And therefore, since Jesus has died for your sin, all of your sins, oh, you don't have my glasses either, do you? Okay. All of your sins are forgiven. Forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let's fold our hands and let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into this world and to seek and to save the lost. Lord, that is us. You came in this world to seek us, and you came in this world to save us. And therefore, Lord, you did find us in the waters of holy baptism. And there, O Lord, you gave us the name that is above every name. And, O Lord, it is you who convicts us of our sins and leads us to repent of our sins. And it is you, Lord Jesus, who always, always forgives us of all of our sins. And all the children said,
Amen.